The Amar Rava, more gemaras regarding the nature of the chiyuv of kasha zaman. We have in the Mishnah the din of when is something called hazama, gufan shel edin. So that means that the second pair of edin testify not about the maisa itself being false. They don't say the horeg was with us, the nerag was with us. They talk about the Edim not being Edim. They could not have testified. They could not have seen what they testified about. You are with us. What we're going to have in this Gemara is a discussion about situations where at the same time that the second pair of Edim are Mazim, the first pair of Edim are saying you could not have seen that event, but they do acknowledge that the event occurred at some whatever stage they testify about it. And does that affect the nature of giving the onus of kasha zaman to the Edim, in as much as the Maaser happens to be true anyway? So maybe in that regard, they weren't mechayev somebody who wasn't actually guilty anyway. To the extent that the person is quote-unquote guilty, bar chiyuva, so maybe to that extent, you don't have a mechayev in kasha zaman. So the question is, what exactly are the parameters of this idea? That's the underlying issue that we're going to see. Okay, Dr. Gemara, the Amar Rava, Bo Shnayim V'Amru. So the first pair of Edim testify. They say, V'chad V'Shabbat on Sunday, Harag Ploni Es HaNefesh. They testify about an act of murder that took place on Yom Rishon. Ubo Shnayim V'Amru. Come the second pair of Edim and they say, Imanu Hayisim V'chad V'Shabbat. So they're doing a Hazam on the first pair of Edim. You were with us on that day, at that time that you say this act of Ritzicha took place. But they go on and they say further, Ella, betray b'shabbat ag ponias ha-nefesh. That they actually testify at the same time that that event did take place on Monday. This Edus of the two pairs of Edim, as Rashi will tell us, took place on Tuesday. So Tuesday is when Beis Din heard first the Edus regarding Ritzicha of Sunday. And then following that, you had the second pair of Edim saying, no, you could not have said, you could not have seen the Ritzicha on Sunday, you were with us on Sunday, but it happened on Monday. V'lo od, says Rava, El afilu amru erev Shabbos harg ponias ha-nefesh. Even if when the second pair of Edim testified that there was a Ritzicha, they testified that that act took place prior to the point that the first Edim said that it took place. So even though it turns out that the Edim that testified falsely about what they say they saw, this Ritzicha, but really it happened. It happened either on Monday or it happened even on Friday before the time that the Edim said they saw it. Nevertheless, as Rava Nehrogin, we will carry out Kasha Zammam, Hare'u Nehrogin, the Bach adds, we will carry out Kasha Zammam on these Edim. They are considered to be punishable by kasha zaman. Why? The person anyway, he was actually turns out he did this maisa before the edus was said on Tuesday, perhaps even before the time that the edim said that it happened on Sunday. Nevertheless, the chayiv de beidna de kamisadi, at the time that they're testifying, gavra la bar ketolahu. The person is not chayiv misa. Even though there was a mechayev, what generates the chiyuv misa is the fact that he did the ritzicha. We established that happened before Tuesday, but he's not called a bar ketola. Rashi explains, v'lo od. Furthermore, el afilu amru hamezimim be'erev Shabbos hargo sheigdimu chovaso yosem and Rishonim. They put the act that's mechayev him at a point in time prior to that date that the Rishonim, the first Edim, said it happened. Hare elu hazomim im neharogin. V'lo aminan, we don't say, begavra ketila asur, they should be putter. Why? Because the person they're testifying against is someone who's already considered a person who's his ki'ilu, he's dead. Because he already did the ma'is of Ritzicha at the time that they're testifying. And we know it as a fact in the second pair of Edim that he actually had done this. So the person that the testifying about to say is Chayav Misa is already someone who's Chayav Misa, based on what he did. So why are they in fact chayav to kasher zamam? Why is it called that they have to pay the price that they get killed because they wanted to kill somebody? Why isn't he called a gavah ketela by virtue of the fact that he actually had committed this act? My time at the beinah to come isadi kishabo yom shlishi b'shabbos, when Tuesday comes around, lohay olav, and that's when they're testifying. Akati gavala bar ketela. The person is not yet a person that's subject to chiyuv misa. Why? Because it has not yet been eidos testified against him in Beis Din. In other words, you only know about this, that he did this, from the second pair of Edom, who came after the first pair of Edom. So at the time the first pair of Edom testified, there was not yet any Haggadah's eidos Beis Din about this Maiser Ritzicha. There was a Maiser Ritzicha without any Haggadah's eidos on it. And so why is that significant? Rashi continues, V'ilu havi'asi umode havi'mifta. Rashi says something interesting. And if he would now go ahead and confess to this act, he would be pater. The way that the Tosfos seems to take Rashi, the Ritva Mefurish so, Rashi is saying a tremendous chidush about the rule called mode beknas pater and applying it to mode anachi of misa. Now, when we talk about mod beknas pater, we have shitas rab that we normally assume is that mod beknas is a ptur, not just that you can't become chayiv through a confession, but it's chal ptur. Meaning to say that even if Edom would testify subsequent to your hodah, they would not be able to mechayiv you once you already were modem. With mod beknas ve'achakach bo Edom pater. If you remember at the time, we touched on this in Dav Gimel with Rabbi Akiva, there was a chiddush that we saw in the Ksos that's only halach in the Beis Din that you are modeh, but in Sivis argues, this Rashi would have to sound like it would be going not like that Ksos, even though we had a deep the other way from the other Rashi. Pashtus Rashi would be saying, if we're explaining Rashi the way that sounds in the Ritva, that Rashi is saying that the rule of mod beknas, which Rashi again is extending it to even modeh anachi of misa, the halacha mode beknas Rashi is applying to a hodah anachi of misa, and it creates a ptur, meaning that you're no longer subject to becoming chayiv that misa once you're mode, meaning even if Edom come later, and sounds like wherever Edom might come, once you're mode in one Beis Din, you remain pater forever from this chiyuv. And Rashi is saying it not just by knas, Rashi is saying that's the pshat here by misa, and therefore Rashi concludes and says, so because there is the potential for him to be moda. B'nimsa shehem ha'yim ha'chayv ha'misas misha en ha'roi lamus. So the Rav is machadish here to us that because there hasn't, even though we know that there was an act that has the potential to mechayv ha'misa, we know that act had occurred before the Haggadah's Eidus of the first Eidim. But since that act of Mechayev Misa may very well not translate into a real Chiyuv Al Yidei Beis Din, because it has not yet come to that, and at this stage the person could be Modeh and become Pater, that's called therefore that the Edom are testifying not about a Bar Ketel. That's how Rashi is explaining the Gemara. You have to see in Tosfos soon a lot to be asked on Rashi, but this is how Rashi reads the Gemara. When it comes to Chiyuv Misa, we apply the rule of Moda Beknas Pater, and that's why he's not called a Bar Ketela. And because he's not a Bar Ketela, they're Chayiv Misa. And even though now that the second Pier of Edom are Mechayiv the first Pier of Edom Misa, they're also at the same time they're being Mechayiv that person Misa. So the bottom line is going to be that he's going to get killed as well as the Edom. So that's part of what I was telling us, that's fine. As long as the Edom themselves were not testifying against a person who right now is called a Bar Ketela. And why not? Because there's not yet been Haggadah's Eidus and a Gemar Din Beis Din. Therefore, they are going to be Chayiv Misa for Kasha Zamam, and so too will that person be Chayiv Misa based on the second tier of Edom who tested them. So the Gemara asks, this is what our statement is. Ask the Gemara, Maika Mashmalan, what is Rabbah teaching us? Tanina, We know that from a Mishnah later. Ufichach nimseis achas ve'enzel memes hu ve'heiner rogin v'ashniya b'tura. Says Rashi, Maika Mashmul, and what seems to be the chiddush in Rava, that the afa gav the il miktil, ino miktili. In other words, what seems to be the chiddush in Rava's statement, that even though the person himself ends up getting killed, nevertheless, the Eidim get killed as well. In other words, you might say, wait a second, how could the Eidim be killed for Kasha Zamam if the Eidus that they're being killed for turns out that Lemaisa, that person, is getting killed as well? So maybe only if that person is not going to be subject to any kind of Chiyuv Misa, then the Eidim get killed instead of him. They wanted him to be quiet. But here he's anyway going to be killed based on the other Eidus. So maybe that shouldn't allow them to get killed. So we see not that way. We have a Mishnah. It's Nina. The Masnisin Bepirkin, what's the case on the Mishnah Davav HaMabeh? It's Gabi Shnayim Romno Sameh Chalon Zeh. And you have different sets of Eidim looking at a particular Maisa, seemingly. And then there's no Tziruf, because you have cases where they can be viewed as Mitzuruf, as one Kat, and cases where they don't see each other, and there's no person that they can both see in common. So they're not considered to be mitzuref as one kat. And what happens, therefore, if one of these sets becomes omino, is that they tell you actually couldn't see what you saw from where you are, whatever it was, they weren't really, they weren't able to they become omino, they wanted to kill somebody, and really they couldn't have seen it. So then, the other pair of Adam, though, are going to be able to testify that same maisa, and which means, bottom line, hu behinei rogin. So the person gets killed because of the other kat that's not mitzuref with them, and they are their own kat, and they become, all of them become zomim, and it's considered like the whole kat was now become zomim, because they're the entire kat, they're not mitzuref to the other. Otherwise you need everybody to become zomim in the kat, but here it's a separate kat. So the din is, says the Mishnah, hu vehei ne'erogin. So you see exactly in that Mishnah that it's possible to have that the nidon gets killed and the edim get killed as zomim. Because you know independently that the person is chayiv misa, and meanwhile the edim are viewed as saying edus against someone who is not a bar ketula. So you can see that from the Mishnah. So what did Rabbi add to that? That's the Gemara's kasha. My kamashma atinina lefikach nimseis achmin zomemes hu behin erogin v'ashniyah p'tura. Says the Gemara, you're right, in this part of Rabbi's statement there is no separate chidush. But the chiddush is going to come from what Rava continued to say. Rava continued and had another contrasting case. Seifa, Mash'enkin, Big Mardin, it's Vichale. The continuation of Rava, which speaks about that the din, that it's going to be different regarding Gmardin, if the issues that the Edom are testifying about have to do with not the Maisa HaMachayiv, the act of the Ritzicha, but a Tzag Din on that act, if that's the discussion, then the din would be different, and the Edom would not get killed. How so? As follows. Bo Shnayim, again, we're talking about a case of a Ritzicha, of murder. Bo Shnayim Ba'amru. So the first pair of Edom say, Bechad B'Shabbata, not they say that on Sunday there was an act of murder, but rather on Sunday, Nigmadino Shalproni. So their testimony was that there was already a tzag din and a beis din against that person. That's what the first Eidim say on Sunday. Ubo shnayim v'amru, and the second pair of Eidim say, you couldn't have seen that there was a gmar din on Sunday against that person because b'chad b'shabbata imanu ha'yisa. So you are falsely testifying about this gmar din, that this person's chayim misa, because you were with us then. But they continue and they say, Ella, the Erev Shabbos nigmar dinu shoproni. But they say that there was a Gemar Din against this person. The Gemar Din took place when? When? On Friday, in Erev Shabbos. In other words, 2 days before when you say there was a Gemar Din. V'lo od, or not only that case, el afilu amru, even if the second pair of Edom would say, again, you were with us on Sunday, but betray b'shabbata nigmar dinu shoproni. There was a Gemar Din against this guy by a Beis Din on Monday, which means it was after the day that they said was a Gemar Din, but before the day that they testified. And when did they testify, Rav Osai? On Tuesday. So now Rav is telling us in this case, Ein Elu Nerogin. So then we will not carry out Kashizamam against these first pair of Edim, Why? The be'idna de kamisadi gava bar kitalahu. At the time that they're testifying, meaning a Yom Shlishi, he's already a bar kitala by virtue of the Gmar Din that occurred either Friday or Monday. So that's where Rabbi has something to contribute here. That which the halacha will be that they would be killed if all that they testified, if all the testimony revolved around when the Ma'aseh Ritzicha occurred, since the Ma'aseh Ritzicha doesn't itself bring the Gmar Din with it. So there's still, it's not called that he's a Gavra Ketela, Rashi says, because he could be Moda. That's all good in terms of what we know from the Mishnah. The only Rabbah for that. The Mishnah says, Hubei Naragin, the later Mishnah. Rabbah's Chiddush has to do with the case that if the testimonies had to do with Gmar Din, and then we would say the Eidim would be Pater. Because since at the time of the testimony, the person is already been sentenced by a Beis Din, now that we know from the second Pir of Eidim, there was a Gmar Din against. A little Ha'ara just in Pshat, a little Ha'ara, as we might say. So who had to testify about the Gmar Din, Rabbah would say? As Rabbah constructs the case, who's testifying about the Gmar Din? The first Pir and the second Pir. The first Pir said the Gmar Din took place when? Sunday. Second Pir said no, it took place Friday or Monday. L'chaira, who needs the first Pir of Eidim to testify about the Gmar Din? The first Pir of Eidim, for all we know, could have testified about Harak, Podius, and Nefesh. The reason why they're going to be putter is because we know from the second Pir of Eidim that there was a Gmar Din, right, before Tuesday. And therefore, the person they testified against, who they say is Chayav Misa, is a Gavra Ketela because of the Gmar Din. Why do you have to have the first Pir of Eidim testifying about a Gmar Din? The first Pir of Eidim could testify about her Ponius and Nefesh. No. What matters is that that there was a Gmar Din prior to Tuesday, right? No? What do you say?
I don't know. I was just guessing that.
They wanted, Eidus HaMetzicha is subject to Kasher Zalman. They wanted him, again, what would have to have happened is that the Apsakdin and Beis Din, based on their Eidus, that he's Chayav Misa. Now, the Eidus could be that there was a Gmar Din and another Beis Din, and they would accept the Eidus and Paskin against the person. You always need a Gmar Din based on the Eidim, right? But this Beis Din is hearing Eidus from the first pair of Eidim. What is the Eidus? Eidus could be that the person is Chayav Misa because of his Maisa Ritzicha. The Eidus could be, he's a Chayav Misa because we know that he was Nikmadino in another Beis Din, and now they're testifying. We see the last Mishnah in the Perek talks about that. You can have Eidim coming to another Beis Din to testify about having a person had a Nikmadin in the previous Beis Din. So Beis Din hears the Eidus and Paschal. He's Chayav Misa because we accept your Eidus that there was a Nikmadin somewhere else. But in terms of Rava's Chiddush, you didn't need the first pair of Eidim to testify about a Nikmadin. You need a first Pir of Eidim to testify that he's Chayav Misa, based on Paskin, he's Chayav Misa, based on the Eidus. Come to second Pir of Eidim and say, you should know, you were with us on that day that you say you saw whatever you saw, whether it was Gmar Din that you saw in another basin, whether you saw a Ma'aseh Ritzicha, you were with us on Sunday, all day. But you should know there was a Gmar Din on Friday or on Monday. So, l'chor, the pashtus is lav dafka. I mean, I know that there's any, l'chor, the cheshbon is emes, right? It shouldn't need the first Pir of Eidim testify about Gmar Din, but God, it makes it simple. The point is that the second Eidim had to testify against about Gmar Din in order that the first Pir of Eidim would be Pater. So he talks about the first Pir of Eidim said also Gmar Din. The Gmar Din was Sunday, they say it was Friday or Monday. The only thing is in Rashi, I'm not so sure. I mean, good, I think that's Lav Dafka in the Gemara. It could be Lav Dafka in Rashi also. Just a second, look at the Rashi. I'll take both your questions in a second. Look at Rashi, the little Rashi. Masha Enkin, what? Behazamas, what? Eidei Gmar Din. What does Rashi say? What's the Masha Enkin of the Gemara? Masha Enkin, the Gmar Din. Rashi puts in Masha Enkin, behazamas, the Hazama of? Eidei Gmar Din. What does Rashi have to say that? The Hazama could have been Eidei Misa, Eidei Ritzicha. The critical point is that the second pair were talking about the preceding Tuesday. There was a Gmar Din. What the first Pir of Eidim said doesn't have to be Gmar Din. It could be that it was a Ma'aseh Ritzicha. Rashi's Lashon also could be Lav Dafka, but a little harder to say in Rashi. Hazama Eidei Gmar Din. Just we read another Rashi, then both your questions. Below Ode, this is the below goes the opposite direction. Here already, the first case that the second Pir is mentioned that the second Pir said was that the Gmar Din was on Friday. And then the Vilaod Alfil Amru that it was on Monday. But either way, it was before Tuesday. So maybe then there's more reason to say there should be Chayiv, because the date that they said Gmar Din was on Sunday, and according to the second Pir Avedim, in fact, there wasn't Gmar Din until Monday. There was a Gmar Din previously, day before on Monday. Okay, so this is all the cheshbon of Rava, that the chidush of Rava regarding the discussions of Chiyuv Misa, the chidush is not the case where it had to do with the edus on Ritzicha. There we understand from the Mishnah later, Hu Behein Erogin, that the Edom would be subject to Chiyuv Misa, because they were not testifying against the Gava Ketela, but with regard to Gmar Din, that's our chidush. Again, what's the critical difference in the two cases? The way so far we see in Rashi, what's the critical difference? In the first case, it's not called a Gava Ketela. Why? There wasn't a Gmar Din. What does Rashi say? He could have been Molda and been Pater. Rashi holds he can be Molda by a Chiyuv Misa and become Pater. And the second case, I think Gmar Din, you can't. Is it really totally in Gmar Din, Rabosai? Is there another cutoff that you can't be Moda in already before Gmar Din? What did Rashi say before in the Lashon of Rashi in Tochad Dvarim? He's not a guy with Ketela. Why? Because what hasn't happened yet? They haven't yet had Edus on the person. In other words, let's imagine there was Edus already against the person. Can he be Moda after that? After Edom came? Not yet Gmar Din, but let's say there were Edus.
Not if it's working by the same logic.
Mod beknas pater, mod nas vakach boedim pater, is because Edom came afterwards. If the Edom already testified against him, you can't tell me he's going to be mod and be pater. So the critical point maybe should not be defined by Gmar Din. It should be defined by what point?
Even if Edom are
so what would that mean? What am I asking in effect? So maybe let's say that the second Pir Avedim don't have to say necessarily that there was an Gmar Din before Tuesday. All they really need to tell us is that what occurred before Tuesday. That Edom came against the Beis Din to testify against him. In which case, at this point, on Tuesday, he was a Gavra Ketela because there's no option of being molded. So yeah, that's my Ha'ara. So why would it be Dafka Gmar Din now? They have to know what the case would be exactly. What would they be testifying? What would be the Haggadah's Edus of the second pier? You couldn't have seen yesterday what happened yesterday, your Ritzicha, whatever. But you with us on a Sunday, whatever. But what happened yesterday, there was a Haggadah's Edus in Beis Din. You can have an Edim that testified that there was a Haggadah's Edus. What do you call that, maybe? Edim testified that there was a Haggadah's Edus? Can I Edom testify that someone else testified? Is that valid Edus? What do you call that? Aid me P. Aid me P. Aid. That's secondhand information. No. Unless you say what? No. Not just what they testified. What would they have to add? Yeah.
Isn't this just like testifying that there was a
Gmar Din? I'm asking. What do you? So Gmar Din, what do you have to? Put the point that Gmar Din. If the critical distinction has to do with whether or not he can be Moda, L'chor, he can be Moda once Edom testified against him. Unless you say he can be Moda in a different Beis Din. That's also shy. We had a little bit on this in Daf Gimel, if you remember, a little bit on this. Could a person still be Moda? At what point can't he be Moda? I'm just thinking aloud with you. What would be the Edus? So it could be to just testify about Haggadah's Edus, maybe is Edim P.A. But what could they say? What happens after Edim come? What does Beis Din have to do? Rishav HaChakira. And then that's called Nechkira Edusim the Beis Din. Beis Din has to actually be Makabu the Edim. Okay, so maybe they did that, but they didn't yet issue a Gmar Din. So Lechara, that also could be sufficient. No, that could be a valid Edus. The Edim should say, the second pair of Edim, you should know that sometime before you spoke this morning, there was already a nechkira edusan based on about this person. So leave that Gmar Din. They said that Sunday he committed murder. Come the second day, he says, no, you were with us Sunday. You should know that either Friday or Monday, there was murder, and it was an act of murder, and there were the Edom that testified about his Ritzicha, and the Edom were Nechker of the Beis Din. Comes out that when they spoke on Tuesday morning about this person, there was no, he was a Gavra Ketela from the perspective that there was no option of being Modin. Wondering, Chur, that so it could be here too, maybe Lavdavka, okay, it's a technicality. But certainly after Gemara Din you can't, and what is it? It's a question of a few minutes from the time of Nechkeva until the Gemara Din. So we talk about the cutoff in terms of Gemara Din here. Yeah, Moshe Yossi, patiently waiting. Yes.
If two of you commented that someone killed on Sunday, and then another 2 days came and said, without Hazama, said the guy killed on Friday or on Monday. So that guy, that the subject of both their testimonies, he off the hook now because it's Trey to Trey? Or since they're both testifying that he's chayav, that he killed someone, so now he's going to be chayav as well.
You mean it should be like two of them contradict each other because each one's saying a different? No, yeah. I mean, if you had enough, if you had enough in the first Eidus to kill him on those grounds, so what are you going to say? Second pair of Eidim are contradicting.
Saying it's not true. You killed him on Tuesday.
Yeah, but how are they contradicting the first pair of Eidim?
Someone's wrong.
I hear you. You have cases in the Gemara where one aid says it was on this day of the month and the other one said other day of the month. That's with the same kat. You're saying if it's two different kite aidim, and each one gives a different date for the ma'is itself, would you use that called hakchash trey utrey? If they're both agreeing to the mice and they argue about when it happened. That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Could that be like b'chol masayim money? Like, there's a contradiction, but they both agree that the punishment would be that he gets killed.
But the Eidus still had to be on this part they had mice on what it was. I don't know. At some point, probably Beis Din will be able to trip them up, in other words. But presumably, if the first Spear of Edom already succeeded in getting through Dushim Chakira, and Beis Din would pass him based on that, so I don't know what you do with the second Spear of Edom. But in this case, there was Hazama, so it's simpler. Let's keep it simple to argue.
Yeah, yes.
What are you gaining with your question?
It
how does it help us argue?
It comes back into this case because of the Rambam who says that you could have a Chasha and...
Yeah, I know, but we're not in that Rambam yet. I'm waiting, maybe another day. It's like Chasha Bazama Ke'achad. I know, that's a huge, difficult Rambam. Yeah, you know he's talking about both. Should I tell you? Okay. The Rambam is a huge Chiddush. There's like Chasha and Hazama both together. The Rambam says that's not, that makes it worse. Okay, it's a very difficult Rambam. Yeah, you were Marcus already, right?
No, we're just doing this morning.
Ah, that Rambam, I didn't give it to you yet, okay? Okay, anyway, we're supposed to keep it simple. Let's keep, so we have Rabbis clear halacha, right? By the Maisa was testifying against, that's called, they testified against, not a Barkatala. Then he'd be Chayiv Misa, and he'd be Chayiv Misa. Case where the issue had to do with Gemara Din, that's when they'd be Pater. That's what we have so far in terms of Chayiv Misa. Yeah.
Just, if we're going to say, could we, just working with what Max just said, could we say then the reason why the Gemara wanted to keep it, the Gemara Dino for the first Edom also, was to make sure there's no Akhasha? Or we would have made
it's still Akhasha, because the question is when was the Gemara Dino? And but there's Hazama too.
I'm saying, but they're agreeing there's a Gemara Din.
What?
If there wasn't even agreement in the Gemara Din, maybe even Akhasha in the case now also.
Okay, look, I'll tell you both. If and when we get to that Rambam, okay, Akhasha Hazama next week, then we'll come back to this Gemara and see how it would affect that, but we don't know the round yet, right? So let's try to understand our Gemara in its own terms, okay? It's hard enough to just get a clear shot in the Gemara here, then we can bring in other things. It's important when we teach ourselves to learn, we have to, like, the extra information that can be detracting from understanding the Sugya itself. Not that we should look at it, it's that important. When you see the Rambam, we have to come back to the Gemara. Yeah?
Is it possible in the Rashi, the Rashi inking?
Translate the words. Masha Engin Hazamas Ede Gmardin. I don't think the grammar is not gonna, I hear what you're saying. The grammar is not right though. It's not talking about the second Pira Gmardin. Hazamas, I don't think that fits the words. Hazamas Ede Gmardin means that the Mzimim are Gmardin or the Zomin are Gmardin.
The second group are making them Zomin.
But what does it sound like? Hazamas Edei Gmadin. Well, how do you translate? Hazamas Edei Gmadin. The Hazama of Edim that speak about Gmadin. It means that the first pyramid.
Yeah. I just don't understand the original Havmina. You would think that if the Eidim are going to be killed, so maybe we shouldn't kill them. You know, I understand we have the, that halakha, but at the same time, we're talking about a whole other party over here that's involved that's being made. On why
would I, even that itself, you don't hear the Kiddush in that itself. Who behind the rug? And why is it even a Kiddush in its own right? Okay. And why is it even a big deal? It's like, why not? That's the way it comes out. It comes out that way. Okay, good. Yeah.
Also responding to Jacob's point, the Rashi after that says that the second pair of Eidim were ma'acher, this man.
Yeah.
So that shows that the first one were saying,
testifying
about when the Kibartim was.
That's what? That's showing?
That the first Eidim were testifying about the Kibartim.
Oh, we know that. Yeah. Well, anyway, the Gemara said it. You don't need to be like in Rashi. The Gemara says it. That's what the Gemara says. I mean, you don't need to go further than the Gemara. I mean, the Rashi, I mean, it's obvious that that's the case. My horror was, why do we have to put into the first Eidus that it was about Gemar Din? What's important is that the second period didn't talk about the Gemar Din. So the Gemar could be Lav Dafka. Now the question is, how much Lav Dafka are you going to go? And Rashi too? I mean, yeah, Rashi's saying it because the Gemara says it. But Rashi started by saying, Eidi Gemar Din. Yeah, Rashi's saying because the Gemara said it. Okay, now that's the construct in terms of the case of Misa. Now we continue again with Rabbi goes and starts old Rabbi here as well. So now Rabbi says the same distinction that we just spoke about between Eidus regarding the Maisa HaMachayev, but not Gemar Din. So that would still allow us to punish the Eidim, the first Eidim of Kasha Zama, even though we established that prior to their date of the Haggadah Eidus, there was that Maisa HaMachayev, but it wasn't yet locked in through a Gemar Din. Masha'en Kiv Gemar Din, then it would be different. And that's, but Knas would be the same distinction, but Mammon would be different. Let's see how we finish the Gemar. V'chein l'n t'shum e'knas, bo shnayim v'amru. Rashi says, on this, v'chein l'n t'shum e'knas, shahamode bo pater, like Rashi said before by the Misa. So the same thing by Knas, shahamode bo pater, dino nami bezekidin nefashos, the din would be identical, meaning the yesh chiluk ben edus gof ha-maisa le-edus shog mar din. So there'll be a difference in the halacha, again on edus, again, Rashi's making it about the edus, meaning both the first and the second pier are speaking about gof ha-maisa, in which case they will become zomim subject to the onesh of kasha zaman, or edus shog mar din, again, mishtama, both pairs of edim speaking about the gmar din. How so? So again, we have a similar distinction. Bo shnayim ba'amru, so the first pair of Eidim said, b'chad b'shabbat ha'gona v'tavach u'mocha. So there was an act of gneva followed by a shor v'set, v'icha mechira, z'ischaif k'nas, v'dalud v'hei. So that happened, they say, on Sunday. The coming when? On Tuesday. Ubo shnayim ba'amru, come the second pair, and they say, b'chad b'shabbat imanu ha'yisem, you were with us on Sunday. Ela, b'trei b'shabbat ha'gona v'tavach u'mocha. But it happened, all happened, but it happened on Monday. So what's the halacha? Mishalmin. So the first pair of Eidim are subject to paying the knas that they wanted to impose on the first person. Again, it was a gemar din, the stomach by Beis Din on them, on that person. And even though it's established that there was an act that's mechayiv the medalad vehei, the maisa mechayiv took place on Monday, nevertheless, they have to pay the knas for kasha zama. I mean, they have to pay the kasha zama money that they wanted the person to be chai. V'lo'od, ela filo umbe erf Shabbos gona v'tavach u'mocha, even if the second pair of Eidim make that maisa occur, they testify the maisa occurred prior to the date that the first pair of Eidim said it occurred, still, mishalmin, the first pair of Eidim are subject to pay the knas of the kashe zamam tashulmin, de me'idna de kamisadi gavra laba tashulmin hu. Again, Rashi adds here, Uperusho. Rashi throws in the same nekuda that he said before by the Misa. Mishum Dahavi Matzi Lemifta Nafshei Behoda. What's the Pshat the Gavah Labar Tashumin? Why is he called Labar Tashumin? He already did Tavach Umacha before Tuesday. Because even if he did Tavach Umacha before Tuesday, he could have done what? Been Modes, so he wouldn't end up having to pay. Ishtakach De'inu Havi Mavsidile. But this is all true by a knas. Rashi is going to tell us that's what's going to go in the Gemara. But after knas, of the edus mamma peturin, shere lo yamatsid no sekum achas shemuchoy ba'omim. Let's see in the Gemara. continues the Gemara. However, both Shnayim v'Amar b'Chad Shabbat Ganav the Tavach Umacha v'Nigmar Dino. Let's say the Eidus revolved around a Gmar Din. So the first Pirvei Din say that the Gmar Din against the person once was a Gmar Din, so that means that there's no two ways about it. Now there's already a clear that he's going to be paying. So now they said it happened on Sunday. You were with us Sunday, you couldn't have seen that Gmar Din occur against the person for the Tavach Umachar, but El Erev Shabbos Ganav Tavach Umachar v'Nigmar Dino. But it all happened on Friday. V'la'od. Not only that case. El afilu amu b'chad b'shabbat ha'garav tavach u'machar. U'betrei b'shabbat ha'nigmar dino. They make it as if it were two. It was 2 days, right? It happened over 2 days. So the act was on Sunday, but the gmar din was on Monday. Amos Shalman. So the Aiden would testify on Tuesday would not be subject to paying kasha zaman payment. Why did the idna de kamisa di gava bar tashuminhu? See, here we have the difference. Even though before we talked about if the gmar din occurred, if the gmar din occurred before they spoke, so what did we say? When it comes to mammon, so here, again, what do we have by mammon? Amos Shalman. Why? Even though what? Let's go again. What do we have by Mama? Once he was Mechuyev, again, let's just see it again. Boshnei Bam Bachad Shabbat Akana Vetavach Umach Vnigmadino, Uboshnei Bam Bachad Shabbat Imanu Hayisen, Ela Erf Shabbat Akana Vetavach Umach Vnigmadino. So they say that it happened on Friday. Vlaot, Elafil Amru Bechad, the Shabbat Akana Vetavach Umach, Ubetrei Bishabbat Nigmadino. Amos Shalman. The beidna de kamisadi gavra bar tashluminhu. At the time that they're testifying, he's a bar tashlumin. So what's the difference? Because there was already a gmar din, and therefore what? Therefore what? What? It can't be moda. So let's see what Tosa says here. The beidna de isadu edem asidu edem lav bar ketolahu. So first, this is the situation of edus nefashos. And what do we say here? At the time of the edus, he wasn't yet a bar ketolah. Pirush akundus mishum de avimode mifta. That's what Rashi said. He could be mode velo nira. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. We don't find this. Again, the pashtus is, he's assuming that Rashi holds he can be moda on a chi of misa and remain pater for afterwards. Sounds like every person chay of misa can be off the hook with a hoda. Doesn't sound, we don't find that. So Tosus has to change the cheshbin here. Why is he called a labar ketola by nefashos? V'nira lefaresh, la bar ketolah hu perush, kodem shenigmar dino, who, is the hey here? I changed something. Suffolk. Kodem shenigmar dino hu deshema lo yavo edim. It's not for sure that he'll end up being chayv misan beizdin. Why? Because it hasn't been a gmar din. So maybe there won't be Aiden that will testify about what he did. The im yavo Aiden, lo yehidus and kayim. Maybe the Aidus won't hold up. Maybe they'll contradict one another. Vishis v'chakiris. What's the halacha? When it comes to Aidus nefashos, also Aidus knas, you need vishis v'chakiris. Aidus mamon, midaraisa, you need vishis v'chakiris. The gemara says in Sanhedrin that midrabanan, they had a takana of nirazdeles, that they don't require vishis v'chakiris. by Edus Mamun. So now we're talking about Nefashos. So it could be there'll be a contradiction in the Eidim that won't hold up. Tosis adds something which is hard to know what he means here as a separate point. V'och asa l'hargo atchig madino. That's repeating the same thing. Asa l'hargo atchig madino. Why? Why is asa l'hargo atchig madino? What does Tosis mean here? Why? Because it could be he won't be Chayiv Misa. Not for sure to be Chayiv Misa. It's the same point. No, okay. Ukshenigma dino kvar vade bar chiyuvahu. Once it's a gmar din, he's a vade bar chiyuva. Ho ukvar bo edin. Then it's kabale dusan vahorgo pater. So what did Tosis say in arguing on Rashi? That the distinction by Misa between whether it was a gmar din prior to the Eidus on Tuesday, or there wasn't a Gemar Din, should not be based on whether he can be Moda, because he can't be Moda by Nefashos. So what's the basis for the distinction? Why is he not called a Bar Ketola before the Gemar Din, Petosis? Why? He may not end up becoming Chayis. So for Rashi, it's because he can be Moda. For Tosis, that's not correct. We only find Moda B'Knas is Pater, but not Moda on a Chiyuv Misa. But it's because it may not come with Dei Chiyuv. That's what Tosis says regarding Misa. What would Tosis say regarding Knas? Why Hodim Gemar Din, are the Eidim going to be Chayiv because it's not called the Bar Chiyuvah? Here already, you could say what?
You could say that.
You could also say what Tosis says in the Chinami. So if you look in the Ritva says, who comes to Knas, we could say what Rashi said. I mean, you could also say what we're saying by Nefashos. You have a choice. But the Ritva learns it that way. The Ritva says, Pirish Rashi, di avi moda kodem shabo edim, having mifta. Mashma de svil ele maran. De chihecha di gavi moda beknas, vakach bo edim de pater, hu adin gavi ktala. Right? The hikshu olav, they ask on Rashi, but Tosis asks, shizelo matzina b'shum makom, di imken korot seach, yatzel es atzmo. That's what Tosis asks on Rashi. Ukach pirishu, the time of mishum, the kozman shu onigma dino, Ein chiyuv misaso barur. Vahorgo chayev alav digava chayev kotal. His chiyuv misa is not clear, and therefore killing him would be killing a live person. It's all one inyan. Tosis va'od was bothering. What's the va'od in Tosis? It's all one thing. That's what the Ritva says. It's all connected. Ein chiyuv misaso barur vahorgo chayev digava chayev kotal. Vlo'od elu dekevin di'ikive edim kamachakiros uvedikos uelun is kavnei dusan. Oh, that's by Nefashos. Continues a bit. Ubeidach gabi knas. Why there before Gemar Din gabi rabar chiyuva? Oh, that already we could say what Rashi says. Mishum de imo de mifta. Ulafuki davar de mamon de leka loha veloha. Because bedinim mamon is lobeim drusha v'chakira. And therefore the point is by mamon, as we'll see now in the Tosis that we're going to read, there, it's the chiyuv is barer. The chiyuv is going to come. I don't know if I read. Let's just go back to the Gemara just to clarify, because now we go next to the Tosis for the chiyuv mamon. What does it say v'chein by mamon? When is it by mamon that they're not going to pay? We don't have it. Where does it say by Mamon? What? Only in Rashi, yeah. No, it's Gemara talks about Knas. But Mammon is different. So why is Mammon different? What is it about telling us? Why is Mammon different? What? So the Chiyuv is Barer. That's what Tosfos says also. Let's see in Tosfos. The Chengon in Knas. Right, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but it's implicit in the Gemara. Let's say we take out Tavachomacha for the picture. So now we're only talking about the carrot. Gone up with the carrot. In the moment, they should be eaten the Bechad B'Shabbos Ganav. So we're talking about for the Chi of Karen. Ubo Shnayim V'Amru the Be'erev Shabbos Ganav Ubechad B'Shabbos Imanu Hayisem. So what happens? The second Pir of Adam say you couldn't have seen a Gneva on Sunday to make him Chayv Karen. But they also say that there was a Maisa Gneva that he did on Friday. They could have also said that Maisa Gneva took place when?
Monday.
On Monday. In this case, Vadai Ein Mishalmin Mamu. Tibahi Shaita Demisadi, at the time that they testified, meeting on Tuesday, Ganva Bar Chiyuva. He was a Bar Chiyuva. Afagav the Ugabe Nefashos. Here we have to work at different girsos, but let's just read the way the Magia on the side from the Mashah. Afagav the Ugabe Nefashos lo tidamenu, tidinenu le Bar Chiyuva. Even by Nefashos, in a case like this, it's not called Bar Chiyuva, but Mammon is different. Why? Kol kama de lo nigmadino, right, by Nefashos. By Nefashos, without, before Gemar Din, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. However, the Mammon havi Bar Chiyuva. Why? Mishum je'eno safik kol kach. Eidus b'mammon. The korov levadai sheyavou eidim v'yaidu. So what's the distinction? Why by Mammon would the Eidim be Pater, even though there was no Gemar Din? Because via the Chiyuv is more likely to happen. It's Karv Levadai, almost likely, almost for sure it's going to happen. So that's cool that they're testifying against a Bar Chiyuv. Abu Be'edus Nefashos, to be in Andusha V'Chakira, Oz Vadi Aminan, the Kodesh Madino, Rav Hanabai Chiyuv. Okay, so we have the two Tosis in together, that are bringing out the idea that the Nefashos and Knas are different than Mammon. For Rashi, Nefashos is distinct because of Yimod the Miftar. Rashi is a Chidush. The Ritva, Tosus disagree, there is no Din Yimod the Miftar by Nefashos. Tosus says, why by Nefashos is it that he's not a Bar Chiyuva and the Edim would therefore be Chayiv Kasha Zamam? Because it's very unclear that it's going to end up unfolding as a Chiyuv. Because the Kabbalah won't come, and if they come, they'll be contradicting each other. By Knas, you could say that, or you could also fall back on Rashi says. By Knas, Mode B'Knas, he could be Mode. So that's what the Ritva says. By Mammon, on the other hand, if we can establish through the other Edim that the person had did the Maisa Machai prior to the Haggadah Seidus of the Edim Zomimin, then the Edom would be Pater because he's considered a Bar Chiyuva. Why is he called a Bar Chiyuva? Because, what does Tosus say? Karv Levadai is going to happen. Okay. So we have to picture the Sugya according to Tosus, according to the Ritva. Back to Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, an Einfal of Akasha. He says, I don't understand. Tamiyani. Now, notice Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tziyun is on the Tosus over here, the second Tosus, that is focusing on the distinction between Mammon and Nefashos. And Tosus points out, by Mammon it's Karav Levadai that it's going to happen. So therefore, he's called a Bar Chiyuva. So the Kibbeh Eger, I don't understand. I have a simple way to learn this Gemara. Why are you bringing in these issues that you're bringing in, Karav Levadai, that it's going to happen? And I don't understand. I have a simple way to read this Gemara, to explain why Nefashos and Knas, you need Gemar Din, by Mammon you don't need Gemar Din. Simple. Without all this, all these other svaras that Rashi Tosus bringing in. Tmiyani, l'may hutzrichu lazeh, v'lo b'pshuto. as follows. What's the difference by Mammon versus the other cases? The Mammon, after Lekha Eden Klal. Forget about Eden. The person did something that should incur a chiyuv mamon. Is he chayiv from the time he did the maisa? Is he chayiv b'shamayim? What's his b'shamayim? Absolutely. The chiyuv exists. The chiyuv exists b'poel. In the real world, he owes. He has an obligation right now. He has incurred the chiyuv through what he did. He stole, he owes the carrot. After Lekha Edom Klal, Elhu ba'atzmo, Omer, Lo ki eli visi be'erev Shabbos, obeys b'Shabbos. So if he would say, I borrowed, I stole on Monday, on Friday, so mikom makom leka din hazama. I, there was no gemar din, there was no pesach and beis din, so what? You can't be mechayev the edim for kasha zaman because they're trying to make someone chayev who is already. Okay, I based in Kent Mechayiv until they have Edom about it. Okay, but that nothing to do with the Kasha Zamam of the Edom is a function of whether he is in fact Chayiv. If he's Chayiv, then they're not being Mechayiv somebody who's not Chayiv themselves. They're already Chayiv. So it's a Bar Chayiv. What do I care based in Kent Mechayiv him until they'll have Haggadah's Edom about it? The after below Adam Rahayat had based in Yecholim Chayvo, Mikomakum who ba'atzmo, Shirdea ha emes, bar chiyuvahu, Umuto alav Rishalem. If it's Muto alav Rishalem, then the Adam Zoman shouldn't have to pay Kasha Zama. Because they're testifying about somebody who at the time of the testimony is already ba'atzmo chayiv. So it's a mikvega simple. That's when it comes to Mama. What's the contrast? By nefashos and by knas. No, let's speak it out. What's the difference over there? When he did the ma'isa machayev, is he chayev yet?
No.
What makes him chayev?
Based
it. Pashut. Simple gemara. What is Rashi? What is Tosfos? He's not going to Tosfos. What are you making so complicated here? Bringing in svaris. Karav levadai. Drishas v'chakiris. Simple. Mamon, you're chayev already. By knas, by nefashos, and not chayev yet. Nikomakam huvat from shidei mesbech yuba. That's by mamon. Masha eken be knas. Dilekushta demilsa. In fact, in truth, eino muto all of shalem. There is no chayev even lachshei shidei shemaim. There is no real chayev yet. What creates the chayev? The kos man shelochivu based in eino mechuyev klal. The Maisa Mechayiv exists, but there is no Chiyuv B'Poel yet. The Chayim B'Din Nefashos, says Rabbi Kivega. The Meshi Odeh HaEmes Shaharag, Rabar Ketola. There is no obligation for him to subject himself to Chiyuv Misa. Beis Din pronounces him the Chayiv Misa, then he becomes Chayiv Misa. The fact that he knows that he did something that has within it the Chiyuv Misa associated with it, Rabba Ketola ve'enol of Chiv Kala Hamisus Atzma of Lekha Chiv Raka Pipsak Bezdin Va'achiluk Nira Nachon Ubar Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Kibeke doesn't understand Tosfos. Tmiyavi, what is Tosfos doing? Let's be medaik a little bit with Kibeke. Let's see. There's two Tosfos in, right? Where's the Kibeke way to ask the Kash? The second one. When Tosfos starts talking about why Mammon is different than Knas, Karv Levadai, Kibega asks, the distinction is very clear. Mammon versus Nefashos, Mammon versus Knas. By Mammon, you're Chayiv already from the time you did the Maisa. Knas and Nefashos, you're not Chayiv until late. Why did Kibega already comment on the first Tosfos? The first Tosfos is discussing why Nefashos, the Edim, would still be chayef because he's not called a bar chiyuva. Tosfos says because they might not come, they might contradict each other. Rashi says modi beknas, modi nefashos pater. But Kvega didn't jump right there and say, "Wait a second." The simple answer is that by nefashos, by knas, You're not chayvet. That's where the Edom are chayvet, kasha zamah. I don't know if it's such a deal. The Kvega waited for everything, but maybe there is. Maybe on the first Tosis, one could have, there are two nekudos here that Kvega's kasha really can relate to. In other words, when we talk about the svaras that Tosis brings in, by nefashos, by knas, why are the Edom chayev? Why is he not a bar chiyuva? Because by knas he could be moder, by nefashos it's not clear that the chiyuv will materialize. Kvega would say, why are the Edom chayev? Because he's not a bachiyuv, because there's no chiyuv yet in the world until Beis Din comes in. That's one point of which the Eger's target would be, right, on that. Other part of Kiv Eger's hasaga would be in the case of Mammon. Why by Mammon would the Eidim be putter if the Maisa happened already before they were made, before they testified? So what did Tosfos say? Why they putter? Why is he called a bar chiyuva? Because Karav Vadai, that he's going to become Chayiv in Beis Din. You could say, what do you need that for? He's the Edom Apata because he's already Chayiv. The sting of Rabbi Kiberga's Kasha seems to be more on which part of, on which half? On the first part or on the second part? On the second part. He waits the second Tosis. So let's think about why that should be, and then we'll see what the answer will have to be for the both parts of Tosis. But like, it could be like this. When it comes to the first half, that Tosis felt the need to point out that by Nefashos, the Edim are going to be Chayiv Kasha Zaman because the person is not a Bar Ketola. Why? Because the Edim might not end up coming, or they'll contradict each other, he won't become Chayiv. And the question could be, what do you need that for? Just say the Edim are the Edim Zomim Chayiv Kasha Zaman because the person is not Chayiv yet. What could be the response? Why did Tosis need to add that? So the answer could be, why are Edom Chayev Kasha Zaman? Because they are causing a hefsid, a mershia, a tzaddik. They're causing a loss to a person that really shouldn't be subject to that loss. If this person, even though technically the chiyuv doesn't exist yet, but if the person is omed to be chayiv, and we would know for sure that the person is going to be chayiv in Beis Din, it could be that also could be a poter for the Edim not to be chayiv kasha zaman. It's only because we can add to the picture the fact that it's totally not clear that he's going to come to be chayiv. That's where the Edim are put. That's where they are chayiv, rather. Were it not for that, the Edim's Kasha Zaman would not exist, even though Lemaisa he's not technically Chayiv, but if Lemaisa he's only to become Chayiv, if it were a sure thing, the basis, and don't forget, you had a Maisa Machayiv already, we're not talking about in the abstract, there was a Maisa Ritzicha prior to Tuesday. Were it to be a clear path from there to a Gmar Din, even if the Gmar Din didn't happen yet, that could have been a reason that the Edim should not be Chayiv Kasha Zaman. So here, Rabbi Kiv Eger could have understood what Tosis was saying. This is why Rabbi Kiv Eger didn't necessarily have the question as sharply on that Nekudah of Tosis. Could be that you could also have to come on to the Svara that the Chiyuv is not imminent, it's not clear, it's not for sure. Were it to be sure, that could also pater Kasha Zaman. What was Rabbi Kibega's kasha? Yeah, but by Mammon, you don't have to come with a svar in the other direction. Because by Mammon, if Lemaisa, there is a chiyuv right now. So, you want to know why the Edom Apater, that's what we have to say. He's already chayiv. What do you have to tell me? Because Karav Levada, the Beis is going to be chayiv. You don't need that. He's chayiv. So, you're both saying, there's Rabbi Kibega's chiluk, we understand. But it could be that you could have said you need two things. In other words, you have to consider different issues. You have to, number one, if either way, the Edom could become Pater from Kasha Zaman. Either because he's already Chayiv L'maisa, he is Chayiv already, whether Beis Din is here or not is irrelevant, he's Chayiv. So that should be a reason where Kiberga says by Mammon they should be Pater. But you could have also said that the Edom would be Pater even if the person is not yet Chayiv, but if it's clearly omed to become Chayiv, So what would he mafsid him? In a matter of minutes, a matter of hours, he's going to have to chiv anyway. So that's the reason why the Edom shouldn't be chayv. So therefore, we would have to need to add to the mix, by nefashos, by knas, it's very not clear that he's going to become chayv. I think that would be half the answer in terms of what Tosfos and is saying, and that could be why Rabbi Kiv Eger is focusing on Tosfos. There is a maybe diuk in Rashi, but the pashtus, when you read Rashi, when Rashi keeps talking about mode the knas pater, Rashi never spoke about mammon, that the reason that by mammon the edim would be pater is because there's no hoda. Rashi could be that there the edim are pater because he's chayiv, man is chayiv already. He did the maisa, he's chayiv. Rashi kept focusing more on what? On why the edim would be chayiv by nefashos, by knas, because imo de mifta. What did Rashi need it for? So maybe I could understand why Rashi needed it. Rashi needed it because were it not for that, the edim could also be pater. Because they weren't mafsid the person. The person would end up becoming chayiv anyway. Comes up with Kivega and asks, but Tosfos says mefurish, the svara, that by mammon, the edim are chayiv because karav levada sheyavo edim. Who needs that? My mom is chayiv because he's chayiv already. So the edim didn't make anyone chayiv who's not chayiv. He's chayiv already. What would be the answer for Tosfos? I think a chidush here. Tosfos would hold, even if there is a chiyuv l'maisa, let's say the shemaim is mechayiv to pay, but there is a process of beis din. And so long as you don't have beis din, the pasquining on that person. So in that regard, Edom or Machayev, somebody who's not a quote Bar Chiyuva. The fact that he's a Bar Chiyuva mitzad atzmo is not enough. Lemaisa, you need Beis Din. Beis Din couldn't extract payment from the person without due process. The Maisa happened. He's Chayev. He should have to pay mitzad atzmo. If Beis Din would go into his Nechasim and have him pay, that would be wrong. There is a process of Beis Din. So Tosfos needed to add that the reason why by Mammon the Edim would be Pater, because he's a Bar Chiyuva, has to also have to do with the fact that he's Omed L'Eschayiv Beis Din. Just the fact that he himself is Chayiv is insufficient. That's the Chiddush that you see in Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya. In Tosfos, it's clear both ends. Tosfos spells out the fashos being different because he might not come with a chiyuv, so therefore he's not a bar chiyuva. Tosfos says by mammon he's a bar chiyuva because, not just because he's chayiv, that wouldn't be enough, because we see him as chayiv based in already. The maisa in Rashi, I think you see it too. At the end of the day, you do see it in Rashi. The last Rashi, gavar batashumin hu. This is by knas. When does it sound like from Rashi? As opposed to, this is by Knas, when it was already Gmar Din, right? I thought we can medayik in Rashi. Mashma, but by, I don't know, maybe I can't be like, by mammon, it wouldn't be that way. It's an interesting thing, this chiluk that the Rebbe Kiv Eger makes, Pshat and the Gemara, a lot of achronim on their own will machave into this. Not calling Rabbi Kiv Eger, and they say like Rashi and Tosfos, they're very humbled by how can I take on Rashi and Tosfos, but what can I do? I think this is Mefurish in the Gemara. The Truma Sakri, the brother of the Ksos, Simon Tuf, in the back of the old Ksos, they have the Truma Sakri, Simon Tuf Zion. So he talks about the Chilk in Knas and Mamun. The Yisod seems clear. The question is if this is the marker for it. That the Chiyuv Knas, the Chiyuv Misa, is a function of Beis Din. The Chiyuv Mammon is a function of the Maisa. The question is that the Nekuda in our Sugya? That's our Shaila. The Yisod could be true, But is this a mocker to that yisod? That's our shayla. According to Rashi and Tosis, it doesn't seem to be that our Gemara has to be a mocker to that yisod. Because you need to talk about other issues. Kasha Zamnam is a function of will the person, were the Eidim mafsid him or not? That, you have to bring in other factors. You have to say, is he omed l'schayev, is he not omed l'schayev? And all the Achorim are saying, that's Pshar in our Gemara. Tuma Sakri says, I don't know. Rashi, Tosis, tell you Pshat, Misha B'chakira. Yeah. Any Kedai, Lahara, Chareyim, Nikol Makom, you have to speak up. This is what you think. You have to say what's on your mind. Therefore, I think the answer is this is the difference. The Maman Leknas, the Maman Mutal Achiyuv, Ashibud Miyad, Kodim Shamad Bidin, there's already Achiyuv, already. I say them only in order to establish what we know to be the facts. Therefore, Peturim Ma'edim, the Gavra Chayev Chivu, the Knas, the Enachiv, the Ashibud Maschil, Me'e Samad Bedin, Mechayev Ya'edim, Reshumay, Shabratzul Chayev, Gavra the Rabbah Chiyuva. So too, Nefashos, Enachiv Maschil, Meshas Hamad Bedin. Our Gemara is clearly about that. From Kibekas Kashi, he says, that's our Gemara. Okay, Rashi and Tosis, I don't know why they're saying what they're saying. The Gra in Aderes Elio and Chumash learns Pshat in the Gemara like Rabbi Kiveger, but learns Pshat in the Pasuk in Chumash this way. What does the Pasuk say in Chumash? A Pashas Kasha Zamam. A repetitive Lashon. He says, V'darshu Ashoftim Heite, V'ine Eid Sheker Ha'ed, Sheker Ona V'Ochid. Eid sheker ha'eid, sheker sounds repetitive. What are the two things? Eid sheker ha'eid, but what's the difference in the language? Eid sheker ha'eid means that the ma'aser was sheker. Sheker ana ba'achiv means the ma'aser could be emes. But what you said, that you are ana sheker ba'achiv. So what's the two things going on? So as the Gran in Aderes Elio, one is a case of Knas, one is a case of Mamo. When are the Edom going to be Chayiv by Mamo? Only if the Maisa was Sheker. Because if the Maisa was Emes, then he's a Bar Chiyuv already, because of the Maisa they did. So then, in the case of Mamo, it would only be V'hine Eid Sheker Ha'ed. In other words, it was false Edus. Because he really never borrowed, he never really stole, he never did the Maisa Machayev. That's when the Eidim Machayev, Kasha Zamam of money. But then the next phrase says, Sheker Ana Be'achiv. That means irrespective of whether the Maisa Zemes or not. Because it wasn't Hamad Bedin. So he could he did the Maisa, he was Tavachu Machar, he killed. He really did kill. He really did slaughter or sell the Sharva set. But the ma'isa sheker ana be'achiv. Af she'emes haya ma'isa, rak shehu omer sheker alav shevatzel l'chayev v'mashadeh enu mechuyev, shelo bo adayin edim sherim ve'enu mechuyev adayin bebezdin. If there was no chiyev bebezdin, then there's still a chiyev kasha zamam of sheker ana be'achiv. So in the case of mamon, it had to be eid sheker ha'eid. Had to be false testimony, because were it to be true that it really... the person did the ma'aser that the Edom testified he did, he really borrowed, he really stole, whatever, then there would be a chiyuv kasha zamam. So in that case, it's eight sheker ha'eid. Then there's another case where it could even be that the ma'aser was emes, but there was no hamad bedin, but the ma'aser, you said sheker, that you saw that. It's a sheker ana ba'achiv. That's the two phrases. The Netzivan HaMikdavar also is machavin to the Gra. He has a little different kvetch in the way, in the repetition of the pasuk. You can take a look at HaMikdavar. Also trying to work out the double Lashon along the same lines for the two different types of cases. Again, but all this, and the Netziv writes, the Rashi v'Tosas nidchaku b'taimim acherim l'chayit bein din nefashos, din mamos v'din knasos, din nefashos. V'idayti achiluk barur. K'be'eger is kasher, Netziv says, I don't understand Rashi and Tosas. Then he says, I found in Aderes Elio the same thing. He found it in the Gra. It's interesting how Achronim all thought the same way, but what I see in Rashi and Tosis is a different mahalach. I'll leave you for the next, maybe the beginning of next year, I want to give a little time, but the Ritva earlier references our Gemara. Well, we have to go back to Sunday, but just this Nikuda, you'll see, in the Chazon is over, the Shabbos, whatever, the Ritva earlier references this Gemara in the case of Golis. Take a look at that Ritva and see what you make of it. I think it also has to be explained in light of the Ritva here, which is our Derech Tosfos, which is the Lokta of Kinega, the Lokta of Ra, the Lokta of Netziv. It's basically saying the Yisod could be Emes, but no one is challenging the Yisod that the Chi of Knas, the Chi of Nefashos is a function of Beis Din. The Chi of Mammon exists independent of Beis Din. You could say that. But the standards of Kasha Zaman are not going to be measured by the fact that the Etzem, you're Chayiv, Rashi Sidi Shemayim, or you're not Chayiv. The measure of whether Eidim have to pay Kasha Zaman is a measure of whether at the time of their Eidus, it's viewed as if the person is a court of Bar Chiyuva. Bar Chiyuva is not defined in terms of whether he is Chayiv. It's whether he's Omed L'Eschayiv. If he's Omed L'Eschayiv in Beis Din, that's called Eidim Apatris. He's a Bar Chiyuva. So you need to tell me why Nefashos, why Knas, he's not Omed L'Eschayiv. If he's not omid chayiv b'deis, then he could be chayiv be'etzem. But if Beis Din hasn't been chayiv yet, so then they should be still be chayiv. So you need to come on to the svara that karav levadei Beis Din is in the chayiv. The fact that he happens to be intrinsically chayiv is not a pota. What's pottering them is the fact that they are not mafsid the person. For that, you need the process itself of Beis Din. That's the yisod that emerges from Tosfos in our sugya and Rashi as well. The Yisod is Emes, that Knas and Psak Misa is created through the Beis Din. The Chi of Mammon, the Chi of in some way is here. But you need Beis Din to establish the Chi. Beis Din is a process. They can't take the money from the person until they hear Eidim. And therefore, you need to come on to the fact that he's Omed L'Eschayiv Beis Din in order to pater them by Mammon. That's what Tosfos had to add that. And the other half, you have to add, that's easier. Kivega could have understood that also, that even if the person is technically not chayiv yet, but if it's clear that he's going to become chayiv, that could also pater you. So that's, I think, why this Gemara would not be plugging in to that distinction. There is the Tosfos in Bava Kamma, though, in Ayin Daled, you see there that mashma taka like Rashi. And the last thing is Rabbeinu Peretz maybe throws in this as well. Like he says two things. When he says the svar of Tosis, I think I saw Rabbeinu Peretz and Mashmos, Ki'ilu like Rabbi Kivegra as well. He writes, after asking the Kasha and Rashi, he says, Nirali, the La Bar Ketola, quote, Mishum de Kozman Shelo Nigmar Dino, La Bar Ketola, the Asa Lohargo Achigmar Dino. Od Yishloma, the La Bar Ketola, Mishum de Shemolivo Eid. Od Yishloma. What do you mean, Od Yishloma? Sounds like he's saying two things. First, he says, not about ketola, shelo nigmadino, la about ketola, the asa lahargo. Od yishlomar, bishop shemelo yavo edem. Tosfos also said asa lahargo, but he doesn't make it like a separate answer. So I'm not sure exactly what to make of the Rabbeinu Peretz's lashon, but clearly you see the achronim learn the sugya a certain way, and Pashtus Tosfos learns it a different way.